Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise him, thank him. This might be a quick one today. I was reading, and this just blessed me this morning. If you go to Psalms chapter 128, verse 1, it says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth or has reverential awe for the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." When God talks about this, I'm going to go over the verse, but he talks about how, you know, blessed is the man that God giveth the labor of what giveth the reward of the labor that he works for. You can work your life away. You can always live in that forward spot in your mind, like what's coming next, what in the future. It's amazing too when you get sick, all of a sudden your brain's, it's like they don't connect as well as normal. But you know what, I just love this. Everyone that feareth or has reverential awe of the Lord and walketh in his ways. You got to know the word in order to walk in God's ways. "For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." Verse 3, "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of thine house, and thy children like olive plants round about thy table." You know, I look at my brother and sister-in-law and their little ones and just how blessed their family is, their little unit. God's blessing them and they're in that place. And my brother has reverential awe. His wife has reverential awe. And those kids are going to have reverential awe for God. And this is the number one thing I was just talking about the other day. Like if I ever have kids, the number one thing I'm going to teach them is to believe, to have faith in God. And then I've done my duty, because God will protect, God will provide. "For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion." You fear God, he's going to take care of you, he's going to bless you, happy will you be. But this verse, the one that talks about how you'll be able to eat the labor of thine hands. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and jump to verse 18, it says, "Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely, or well, for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun, all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion." One of the things you always have to remember is that it boils down to a couple things: enjoying what you eat, enjoying what you drink, and making your soul enjoy the good in all your labor. It's your portion. Verse 19, "Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him the power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God." If you can find it in your life to rejoice in the labor that you've labored to do, and it's not all about the future, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. You are blessed of God regardless of what you have. If you're eating well and you're drinking well, you're taking care of, you are blessed of God. Have that reverential awe of God and live in that moment with him. Verse 19 again, "Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him the power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart." That's what you receive when you trust God. That's what God provides. That's what God tells you, the promise of God that he's going to do for you. Find reverential awe of God in your life. Put him first. Listen to what the word says. Read the word. Put it in your mind and in your heart. "And these things shall be added unto you." I'm a testament to that. I'm a testament to believing. It's an amazing spot when you get to a place where you are calm. You are in a state of rest pretty much at all times. And you don't live in the revolvings of the mind. It's clear. He gives you that anointing for truth. He gives you the understanding the difference between good and evil, and discernment. That gives it's the faculty of the mind to understand truth from non-truth. He reconnects your thoughts. It's an amazing thing that God does for you. Just look to Him. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of Thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for the things that you do. I continually pray for my brother and his hand. Thank you for the movement that he has, that it continually gets better and better, and just for that opportunity that you protected him in that moment. I thank you again for my family and for the little things in my life. I thank you for the business and what's going on with that, and that it gets cleaned up and tightened up, that we can move forward, and that that we can continue to grow as a business and a unit. I thank you for the people that you've surrounded me with, that you take care of them, that you bless them, that you show them anything that needs to be shown, that you put that on my heart if I need to change my attitude or do anything, Father. And again, I thank you for I thank you that we can go to you in all situations and for what your Son did for us, that we can live this way. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.